Middle East and Africa. Defence. Arms for Africa. How Chinese weapons firms are taking over Africa's market.
When soldiers from China have made forays onto African battlefields, they have done so cautiously as UN peacekeepers. The sales teams that market their weapons overseas are far more gung-ho and have been fanning out across the region, armed with brochures and freebies in search of new customers. They are signing deals with an increasingly diverse list of clients, from historic friends to would-be buddies, keen to be kitted out with Chinese weaponry. Among the weapons China has delivered are warships to Djibouti and Mauritania and drones to Nigeria and Congo, according to a database maintained by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, a think tank. It found that no fewer than 21 countries in sub-Saharan Africa took major deliveries of Chinese arms between 2019 and 2023. Perhaps 7 in 10 African armies now field armoured vehicles that are, like so many other products, made in China, reckons Janes, a publishing company specialising in defence. These sales are not just a source of revenue for China's arms industry, as the country is expanding and modernising its own armed forces to challenge America and its allies. They're also helping to extend China's influence in Africa, which is fast becoming a playing field for geopolitical rivalry between America, China, Russia, and a host of medium-sized powers such as Turkey. Some Western defence officials are concerned that China intends to establish a naval base on Africa's Atlantic coast. There is a larger architecture here, says Paul Nantulia of the African Centre for Strategic Studies, a think tank funded by America's Defence Department. Weapons sales fit into China wanting to be seen as a preferred partner. The package that makes Chinese weaponry competitive is straightforward. Beijing sells arms at cut prices. When bundled with flexible financing arrangements, military cooperation and training for officers, it is an attractive proposition for armies with budgets big or small. It helps, too, that China is a major investor more than willing to throw in weapons as sweeteners to other deals, or to improve diplomatic and trade relations. It recently donated $28 million worth of kit to Zimbabwe, for example. The Chinese are in a position where they can say that they will deliver you a whole new army and throw a railroad in, says Simon Weisman of SIPRI. This combination has made China the largest arms supplier to sub-Saharan Africa, dethroning Russia, whose arms exports to the region between 2019 and 2023 were 44% lower than in the previous 4 years. China has been looking at new markets, particularly where Russia is on the retreat, says Alex Vines of Chatham House, a think tank in London. Russia's sales will probably fall further still as Western sanctions bite. It is not just the Russians who are feeling the heat. France used to be the dominant supplier of weapons in French-speaking West Africa, where governments are fighting back against jihadists. But China, the United Arab Emirates or UAE, and Turkey are hawking their deadly wares. Senegal, Ivory Coast and Benin have all recently paraded Chinese armoured vehicles. One reason is that China and the UAE have fewer qualms about how clients intend to use their weapons, or whether they have clean human rights records. General Christopher Musa, the chief of Nigeria's defence staff, has complained that Western suppliers are often unwilling to sell Nigeria the kit it wants to fight Boko Haram, a jihadist group known for enslaving schoolgirls. So it has turned to China, which has delivered almost 300 armoured vehicles since 2020, including VT-4 tanks, as well as drones and fighters. Western officials are worried. General Michael Langley, who heads America's Africa Command, warned Congress last year that delays in approving American arms sales were pushing West African governments to turn to China, which is offering not just weapons. Xi Jinping, China's leader, has pledged more joint exercises and involvement in security problems. Officers from 50 countries in Africa take military education courses offered by China. Among graduates of these courses are 8 defence ministers and 10 defence chiefs. Nigeria's General Musa is a graduate of both America's Army War College and China's National Defence University. Rwanda has adopted Chinese training procedures, and some troops have been even taught to respond to their own drill sergeants in Mandarin. 1-2, they shout to the delight of Chinese media, left right. It may not all be straightforward. China has got itself into sticky situations before. Its relations with Eritrea deteriorated in the 1990s, after it emerged that China was also arming its adversary, Ethiopia. Modern weapons may also make existing conflicts worse. China's drone sales to Congo have increased tensions with Rwanda, its neighbour, which has since been accused of firing a Chinese-made missile at a UN surveillance drone. Africa's defence chiefs ought to take note. The missile missed.